As I said at the start of the service, it's great to have staff here, to have the children here, to have parents here. Great as well that several of our school governors are here. And I'm going to ask Ray Jeffrey, who's our chair of governors, if he'll come up and read for us from the Bible.
Love in action. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks, Ray. So, we have, I'm very glad that Mrs. Donnellan did her bit earlier on, because I have struggled for the last year to work out what the difference between a vision statement, a mission statement, and a purpose statement is. And I'm still not entirely sure, but one of those is this. It is our new vision statement. And I think it is great that this has been chosen, not kind of imposed by the governors or anything like that. It's been chosen by children, by parents, by staff. And together, I think everybody sees that this is what we want Christ Church School to be like. It's actually what we want Christ Church to be like as well. But what does it look like to live this out? So, love must be completely sincere. Let's just think about some things that you might do, and let's work out whether they're loving or not. So, loving? Awake? Loving? Yeah, we go, yeah, okay, we go with that. Right, that one's loving, definitely. Caring for somebody, that's loving. Loving? Yeah, yeah, helping someone, that's loving. Loving? No? No, no, thumping somebody, not terribly loving. How about loving? No, no, kind of being so wrapped up in your own world that you don't even notice anybody else, that's not loving. How about loving? Yes, yeah, caring for somebody, comforting somebody when they're sad, definitely loving. One last one. Loving? No. No, shouting at somebody, that's not loving, definitely not. You see, that's the thing with love. It's no good just talking about it. It's not just saying that you love someone. It's got to be reflected in where you act, in the things that you do. Love must be completely sincere. It's shown in the way that we deal with each other. It's shown in the way that we care for each other. It's shown in the things that we don't do to each other. So, our love needs not just to be something that we say we have because it's in our vision statement. It's kind of got to be the way that we treat each other. It's not just down to how we feel, it's how we act. Okay, so what about the next bit? hate what is evil, hold on to what is good. You see, the strange thing about us as humans is we are all a strange mixture of good things and bad things. We're all made up of those things inside us. So I wonder if you can see anything on there that you really think shouldn't be there. Something that you really don't think fits in with what Christ Church School wants to be about. I think there are about one, two, three. I think it's about four things there. Anybody want to have a go at one? Yep. Lying. Oh, no. Lying. Right, you have to, no, that one doesn't come first, so try another one. Cheating. Bullying. Oh, there we go. Bullying. We don't want that. No. What else don't we want? Swearing. What else don't we want? Ah, yes, we don't want that either. Right, I've got a 50-50 chance here. What else don't we want? Oh, let's see if anybody else down here is. See if any of the staff know. Oh, no, they're all avoiding me. What do you think? Swearing. Oh, yes. Anything else? Swearing, yes. Anything else? Cheating. You see, even though all of us have those things inside us, what we need to do is to hate what is evil. Those things that are wrong, we want to get rid of them. And we hold on to what is good. The things that are good, like smiling, friendship, helping, humility, like craft, like doing good work. Those are good things. We want to hold on to those. And then we need to love one another warmly and be eager to show respect. So, is this like showing respect? No, laughing at somebody, that's not showing respect, is it? How about this? Not showing respect? I don't think so. Oh, how about ignoring what's being said to you? Not showing respect? No. We need not to be doing those things. Instead, we want to show be eager to show respect for one another. Of course, one of the things that all of us have inside us is a bit of self-centeredness. The Bible says that it's been there since the very beginning. What Adam and Eve did, they did what they wanted rather than what God wanted. They put their wants first. And actually, we've been doing it ever since. But actually, we need to be loving one another, putting other people's needs first. And then we need to have joy. We need to have patience. We need to pray. Let your hope keep you joyful. Be patient in your troubles and pray at all times. You see, there's plenty that can make us sad in this world, but God wants us to be joyful. Not because we ignore the sadness, but because we know that he loves us and will never let us go. And that should help us to be patient when things go wrong. And instead of losing our temper, we'll pray and ask God to help us. So, sincere love, rejecting evil, doing right, putting others first, serving God gladly, full of joy, patience, and prayer. That is our vision statement. And I have to say that all the people who chose that were being decidedly optimistic. It's a really big ask, isn't it? Sincere love all the time. Always rejecting evil and doing right. Always putting others first. Serving God gladly. Always full of joy. Patient. And praying. So if you'd like to raise your hand, if you think that's a good description of you. So in terms of our vision statement, we've got a little way to go. We all fail. But actually, there was one person who actually this is a perfect picture of. He didn't just say that he loved people. He showed that he did. He healed people who were sick. He comforted those who were sad. He welcomed people no one else wanted anything to do with. He always rejected evil once he was tempted to do wrong things in order to make his own life easier, but he refused. Instead, he always held on to what was good. He treated people with respect, even when they didn't respect him. He put other people's needs first. He even washed his friends' dirty feet. He served God gladly, not because he had to, but because he wanted to. He was joyful, even when people were giving him a hard time. He was patient. He didn't lose his temper, even when people were beating him. He always prayed. Who was it who actually managed to live our vision statement perfectly? Who was it? I'm glad that there's one person who's been well educated at Christ Church School, even though she's now left. It was Jesus. Jesus showed us what life is really all about. I said earlier, he said he'd come so that people could have life and have it to the full. And this is what life to the full looks like. Whenever we want to know what to do to put our vision into practice, we can actually look at Jesus. You see, doing all this, as I said, is not easy. In fact, it is pretty well impossible. At least if you're trying to do it on your own. It does not matter whether you're a child or a teacher or a parent or a member of Christ Church, keeping this up is actually beyond you. But the great thing about the Bible is that God never tells you just to get on with doing something. In Jesus, God has already showed us how to do it. And even better, if we turn to him and ask for his help, he promises that he will give us that help. You see, having a vision statement is pointless. Having this as a vision statement is pointless unless it is tied to that strap line. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. This is what God wants to help Christ Church School to be like in this coming year. It's what he wants to help Christ Church to be like. It's a great thing. But you'll only ever do it if you ask him to help you. And when you do that, you have his promise that by his Spirit, that's just what he wants to do.